Okay, it's portion of the week. The past Shavua is Parshat Toldot. Yeah, Parshat Toldot. A lot of interesting things in Parshat Toldot. Always you have to remember that the Zohar says that someone who reads the Torah just as stories, should be cursed. That's what the Zohar said. The Torah is the lesson of teaching, a teacher, Torah, Moreh. Same notion of teaching. Therefore, especially in Bereshis, which is a lot of stories, you have to take out of the stories what we have to for our lives. Okay? And I heard that, how do you know if someone giving a Dvar Torah, how do you know if it's something true or not true? How do you know that it's something real? If you can take something out of it, it's real. If it's something, it's cute, you know, very nice. Okay, very nice. What do I have to do with my life? Therefore, we're going to try to take out of the stories here. It's from Rabbi Natan, here. Stuff which are the mice for our lives. So in Parshat Toldot, we have here the story. Yaakov and Esav were born, right? After many years of barrenness, right? And he was 60 years old. Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov and Esav were born. Like it says in the pasuk, Yitzchak ben shishim shana beled etzatam. Yitzchak was 60 years old, and they were born. And you know that Avram Avinu died 5 years before. 5 years before he was supposed to die. Why? So he doesn't see Esav go out to Talmud Ra'a, going off the way. Why is that? Hashem promised him that he will die b'seiva tova. Right? He won't see any of his children go off. Besides Ishmael. And Esav is going to go off. What age did he go off? 13 years old. This whole story now that we're going to say, it happened when he was 13 years old. So we know that the whole story with Yaakov and Esav in the beginning, I'll just say shortly that Esav came from the field and he murdered the Nimrod and he wasn't praying in the field. Was there other things? And he murdered Nimrod to steal the special fur coat of Adam Arishon, had all the pictures of all the animals on it. And he came to Rivka's house and his mother hid it. And he was hungry. And Esav was and Yitzchak was sitting shiva on Avraham Avinu. And what does Avelim eat? The mourners, what do they eat?
Lentils.
Round things. One of the things is lentils.
Arbis.
Could be arbis, could be lentils, could be eggs. That's what mourners eat. They eat round things. Why? One of the reasons is that the mourner, same way mourner. An egg, it doesn't have any mouth, it's just round. Anything round doesn't have a mouth, doesn't have opening. Right? Same thing also, a mourner can't say anything right now. His relative was nifter, and now he has no words to say. It's silent. Yeah, it's just silent. So that's what Yaakov was cooking the lentils for Yitzchak's father, and Esav came in, and he was all tired, right, from murder. And he comes in, and he tells Yaakov, "Al iteni na mina adom adom aze kayef anochi." Pour that red stuff. It's red lentils, not green lentils. Pour those red stuff into my mouth. Al iteni na, like you do, like pour it into my mouth. Okay, he says, "Fine, I will." But it's a big deal here. For free, you think? No, nothing's free in the world. Give me I want to be the firstborn, okay? Even though everyone knows that Esav was the firstborn. He says, sell me the rights for firstborn. Fine, I'll sell you the rights for firstborn. What do I need it for? Because the reason that I missed out the point of the shir, so I just want to go through it. He said, fine, I'm going to sell you the right, now give me to eat. So he opened his mouth, and Yaakov pours into his brother's 13-year-old brother's mouth all the lentils, and he's happy. He says in the pasuk, Yaakov natan le'esav, Yaakov gave Esav lechem unuzid hashim, bread in this dish of lentils, vayochad, he ate, vayesh, he drank, vayakom, he got up, vayelach, and he left. He didn't, obviously, he didn't care to bless Hashem before, bless Hashem after. Vayivez ezav et habechora, he degraded the firstborn rights. He didn't care for them. Fine. That was that. Now later on, Yitzchak was old. His eyes, he couldn't see anymore. There are a few reasons why he couldn't see. One of them is that the Malachim, when Yitzchak was put on the Akedah, when he was put on the altar, right? So the Malachim were crying. The angels were crying. What? They're gonna kill Yitzchak Avinu? And the tears of the Malachim fell into Yitzchak's eyes. And he, from that, later on, he became blind. That's one of the reasons. Yeah, so he was old. He called Esav, his oldest son. He told him, listen, I'm old. I don't know when I'm going to die. Therefore, take your weapons, right? And go and get for me some food. Yeah, kosher food. Go bring for me some food, some deer. As I'll say, it was Erev Pesach. It was for Leila Seder. Right? It's because I want to bless you before I die. And Rivka hears all this, and she tells Yitzchak, she hears that what Yitzchak says to Esav, and she calls Yaakov and says, listen, I heard your father wants to give the blessings to your brother Esav. No way, can't be. Can't be. Please go bring to me from our goats. You're bringing two goats, and I'm gonna shech them, bring them to me, I'll cook them, I know what your father likes, and I give them to your, and give it to him, and he'll bless you instead. He was scared to do that. He said, if he asked me, who are you, what am I gonna say, right? He tells me, come, I want to feel your hands. I'm not hairy. And he's in my brother's hairy. But don't worry, come, you could wear this coat that he brought home. It's furry, he'll think that you're Esau. That's what the pasuk says.
Where he put on the strips of the skins of the kids that he's throwing.
But also the baguette.
Yeah. It was made out of the...
Of the skin. Ah, okay, so... Yeah. Yeah. So he came in, right? So that's what happened at the end. Esav's going and says in the Medrash that he caught a deer. He tied it to the tree. He went to catch another one. And the Malach came and untied the rope, and the deer fled again and then again and again. All day he was running around trying to catch the deer. And in the meantime, Yaakov was able to do the whole thing there, and he goes in. And Yaakov asked him, who are you? He says, yeah, I am. It's me. And Esav is your oldest. Right? He says, get up, my father, please, and eat. And he's saying, Hashem occurred to me, but very quickly I had all the goats, so it's good. And he ate. Anyways, he said, come, I want to feel your voice. You're saying words of Kedusha, holiness. And your arms feel like a hair. How is this? He didn't recognize him. He blessed him. He ate and he blessed him. Right? He told him, he gave him a bracha. Okay, fine. Afterwards, the Esav comes and he sees that his father blessed Yaakov instead of him. What did he do? It says, Vaitak. Where is it? Vayitzak tzaka gdola umarad meod, like Rav Arush told us yesterday in the shir. Esav cried, screamed out, the biggest cry ever. Because he knew what it is. He lost the brachas from the mitzvah, the blessings of Yitzchak. It was a big loss for him. At the end, his father does bless him. Right? And Okay, fine. Afterwards, Rivka sends away Yaakov to go find the wife somewhere else. Why? Because she was afraid that Esau is going to murder him as he planned. Fine, that was the story. There's more details there, but I want to get to the point. Yeah. So Esau was crying, right? He was crying a big cry. I'm going to read from the Kutel HaKod, Rabbi Natan, Lichot Arev. ויתן לך אלוקים, מיטל השמיים, שמני הארץ, רוב דגם ותירוש, שאתה ברוך הזה. והנה עיקר בחייתו של עשיו הרשע, היה על עניין הברכות שלקח הכל ממנו ברמה. כי יצחק רצה לברך את עשיו. Why did Esau cry so much? Because he wanted the blessings. Right? The blessings he said belong to me. I don't want it to go to Yaakov. I want them. So Rabbi Natan asked you a great question. איך טעה יצחק אבינו לאהוב את עשיו הרשע שרצה לברכו? How did יצחק was רוח הקודש, יצחק was עולה תמימה, he was the holiest, how did he mistake to think that Esav is a tzaddik more than Yaakov? Where was Yaakov all day? You know where Yaakov was all day? He said in the Mishnah, you should learn, he said that Yoshev Oalim was innocent, simple, right? And Esav, where was he? Roaming around. How did Yitzchak make this mistake? Yeah. I mean, even if he didn't know Esav is a big Russia, Yaakov Avinu was sitting and learning all day. Ach be'emet, v'daya da Yitzchak Avinu shechelko shel Yaakov v'torah v'tfila v'od Hashem, shechelko shel Esav v'rdifat ha'olam hazeh. Of course, Yitzchak knew that Yaakov Avinu's job is to sit and learn. Right, the Jews, to sit and learn Torah, to avod as Hashem, to serve Hashem. Right, and Esav's job in this world, Esav and his descendants, their job in this world, is this world, desiring everything that's in all the lusts of the world. Okay, yodeh. Tzayin, yishtadeh, because Esav, that's what he used to do, that was his job, that was his career. That's what the pasuk says. Right? He was the yishtadeh, yishtadeh, that's he was roaming around. Hunting. Ach Esav Arasha. So what was the mistake that was there? Lichora. Esav Arasha hit'a et aviv. He made his father a mistake. Right? He persuade his father? He caused him to think wrong. Ad shesavar shegam hu chafetz batachlit. Until Yitzchak thought that even though Esav is in the field, he wants the tachlis, the purpose of the world, which is he likes Nomdei Torah, he likes those who learn Torah, and he wants to support them. That's what Yaakov Yitzchak thought. Ki be'emet Esav HaRasha, af ha'pi shechelko haya olam hazeh gashmi. Even though Esav, his portion was this physical world, ve'lo lisa alav ol Torah u'mitzvot, and not to take upon himself the yoke of learning Torah and fulfilling the mitzvot, af ha'pi chen, even though, im haya rotzeh, even though Hashem put him in that position, if he wanted to, he could have been a merkava l'kedusha, which means he could have helped the holy chariot move, be a support for it. If he would have loved Yaakov, ki ha'ra'uy la'chzik et Yaakov v'la'amol v'la'avod kol yama b'shvil Yaakov achiv. Right, it was fit for him, if he wanted to work, to toil and work and sweat his all his life for Yaakov, his brother, to hold him up so he could learn the Torah. Like Zvulun and Issachar, right? Everyone knows Issachar is Zvulun. Issachar, tribe of Issachar sits and learns. Tribe of Zvulun goes and does a pragmatia, right? They do business and they support them. Shenema, right? So if people tell you, sitting and learning, taking money from others, you, what are they called? Parasites. So it's a very good, nice thing, but it doesn't fit in so much with Judaism. Shenemar, right? It says there that Zvulun, who was a supporter of Yisrael, smach Zvulun v'tetecha. Zvulun, be happy you're going out for business. You're going selling, you're going to sell around the world for business and merchandise and stuff. Be happy. Why? Because where's your money going to? To support people learning Torah. כי באמת זהו עיקר התכלית של ההמון העם, אנשים פשוטים שאינם עוסקים בתורה. This is the purpose. This is what Rabbi Nathan is teaching us. This is the purpose of the people who are not sitting and learning. Simple people, tzaddikim, v'rashamayim, they have a shiur at night, they go, they learn, right? But they don't sit and don't dedicate their life to learning. שאינם עוסקים בתורה, they're not sitting and engaged with Torah all the time. ועוסקים בפרנסה, they go on the מסע מתן, they work something, they have a business. למתת מלאכות. הם צריכים להשתדל בכל כוחם, they need to make efforts with all their power they have, להחזיק לומדי תורה הקשרים, to hold up people, which are sitting and learning Torah, and that's their purpose. So no one should be sad, why am I working in this job, why am I not this, why am I not that. Each one has a position in this world. Some, one person is to sit and learn all day. Another person is to learn half a day and to work in something and to support his friend. Each one has a job in this world. Each one has to find in himself what his job is in the world. That's a different story. Right? But someone now, he finds himself in a job that he only could learn 2 hours a day. That's what Hashem wants him to do right now. He wants to learn all day, but Hashem wants to. Right? He just has to make sure that his ma'aser he can give to people learning Torah or for... Yeah, to hold Torah, if it's the kiruv, to bring to people Torah, whatever it is, yeah, that's his job in the world. He should be happy with that job. Ki al yedei ze nichlal ha'asiya v'ratzon. על ידי זה נכלל העשייה ברצון. This is ממש connects to what Rav Arush was speaking the other day. Through this, that they give support the Torah, their doing is included in their will. What is their will? Their will is to sit and learn, to be engaged with the Torah. And they can't. Hashem Baruch Hu put them in a place where they have to work now, wherever it is. So, their whole doing is as if they're sitting and learning. It's included in their will, what they want. Because the will, like Rav Arush spoke yesterday, the will is who you are. The will is what you're doing. Not the actions. The actions are not what you're doing. The actions are a result. The will is what you're doing, really. Ki ha-Torah hi b'chinat ratzon. The Torah is ratzon. Ve'hem oskim ba'asiyah. They're doing physical things. Da'ayinu ba'asiyat ha-masa ha-matan. Ve'amatet melachot. They're doing business. Or... in the field, whatever they're doing. Validei shehem machzikim atlamidei chachamim ha-masa matan shelehem. Through this, that they hold up, they support people sitting and learning with their business. Validei zeh nichlal ha-asiyah ba-ratzon, shezehu ikar ha-tachlit. That's the tachlis of the world. You have to include everything in this ratzon, which is the Torah. To want Hashem, to want the Torah. The Torah is Hashem also. Yeah. It's a very... Modi Sodi, very fundamental, very fundamental. Each one has a different job, each one has a different job in the world. Okay? You have to know that. But if someone is going to work, he has responsibility, right? It's a responsibility. You want to make what you're doing holy? If your work is holy, put it in what your will is. What is your will? Your will is Torah? Fine, let's see you put money in Torah now. And kill to help other people go find out about Torah. Ve'esav ha'rasha it'a et aviv b'ramaut gadol. And Esav ha'rasha, wicked Esav, right? He misled his father. Misled his father, right? In great deceiving, you say. עד שסבר שהוא אוחז במידה זו שהוא אוהב תלמידי חכמים ורוצה להחזיקה. Until that Yitzchak thought that Esav, he's holding in this place, that he wants this world, but he wants to help other people to learn. וזהו, ויהיה ויצחק את עשיו מצד בפנים. It says, that Yitzchak, he loved Esav because he gave him food. No, come on. He loved Yitzchak because he ate food. That's what Yitzchak was all about. Steak, that's what he wanted, steak. What's going on here? Elama, now we'll explain. The father, right? He loves this Russia because he gives him food. It sounds like the people in the Knesset here in Israel. Right? You give the money, we'll love you. Yitzchak wasn't like that. Ach be'emet, there's a point here. Ikara avato haya. His loving of Esav was, ki savar she'esav ha'rasha ohevet talmid chacham ve'rotze lahachziko. He thought that Esav, maybe he's a Rasha, but he wants to support talmid chachamim. That's what his point is. A lot of people, I can't say Rishayim, but right, they don't keep everything, they don't know yet, they don't care so much, but they give a lot of money to yeshivas. They have a heart to Torah, to Hashem. They want. That's what he thought he is. Maybe he's not the perfect person. He goes and he doesn't care about it. But he thought that he wants to support Talmid Chachamim. We have to give him food. We need to support him. That's why he loved him for the food he gave him, because the food is like a support. He thought that he wants to support Talmid Chachamim. That's what his purpose in the world is, if he does it in real. He used to ask his father and say, oh, how do you do Meister? How do you do Meister from the song? How do you do Meister with a straw? He wants to show him as if he's a tzaddik, right? Yeah. So he told his father, I want to do tzedakah, I want to do meiser, right? I want to give tzedakah to the kohanim. Those who learn Torah is a bechina of kohen. It's a bechina of a kohen and a levi that are working in Beis HaMikdash. And they don't have to work. But those who learn Torah, they're holding the whole world. It was all just not true. It was deceiving. It wasn't true. Ki adraba, lo dai shelo ratza lahzik te Yaakov achiv atzadik. Not only did not want to hold up his holy, it's a righteous brother Yaakov. Af gam adraba, on the contrary, haya sone gadol la'tzadik Yaakov. He hated him very much. He hated Yaakov very much. Machamat haramut hazeh shehita et aviv, gal ken ratza Yitzchak levarcho. And now we understand why Yitzchak wanted to bless him, because that's what he thought, that he wants to support him. Dainu, he wanted to give him this world. I want to give you itelecha elokim, tal hashamayim, shmona haaretz, because he wanted to give him this world. Yeah? This is the bracha that he wanted to give Esav. He thought that that's the reason why he wants to do the work in the field, because he wants to support his brother. Yaakov did not need it at all. He needs this world. No, he needs his brother to have this world. Why? So he can support him. Okay? He just needs Torah, learning Torah, Avodat Hashem, to serve Hashem. Ve'esav achiv achzik oto. That is, right, his brother supported. Kmo she'yeh la'atid. This is how it's going to be in the future. Right? It says, Ve'amdu zarim v'arutz onchem. Right? People say, if everyone learns, who's going to be the doctor? Who's going to be the this? Who's going to be the that? Don't worry. You sit and learn. The guy am I going to come and be your doctor? And the other guy, and this, you sit and learn. Okay? Others will go. It says in the pasuk that atid lavo, the Mashiach. Others, zarim, foreigners will come. Foreigners, zarim is foreigners, and will come, and they will take your sheep out. And those
brothers, yeah.
Huh?
Also some brothers.
Yeah. Each tzitzis, you have how many servants?
10.
Yeah, a lot. I don't remember. The whole purpose of anyone else who's not learning, Israel, the goyim, Jews all have to learn. The goyim, their purpose is to hold up, right? To support the Jews, so they could learn Torah and serve Hashem. Kin. But Esav, the reason why he wanted all these blessings is for what? He wanted this world. He didn't look at the purpose of why to want the brachas. He wanted this world. He wanted his lust, whatever. He wanted. He wanted to grow, to work in the field, so he makes more money. He's, right? More property, more this. For the purpose of this world. That's why he didn't, at the end, he didn't have the schut at the end to get the brachas. If he was real, he would have gotten the brachas, and we would have been happy. But he didn't get the brachas. Because it wasn't real. And then we'll see when Mashiach comes, the difference. Now I just want to, that was one thing. That was the shir. Now I wanted to add something small, cute. At the end, Esav did get certain blessings. But what is what a difference? There's only one real main difference, one word. There's a main difference between the blessings that Yaakov received and the blessings that Esav received. The word is Elohim. God, your God, yeah? Yitel lecha Elokim mishmanei haaretz. Elokim, God will give you from all these things. And by Esav it doesn't say that. It says yitel mishmanei haaretz yishem moshavecha. It doesn't mention Hashem's name there. And which name of Hashem is used there? Elokim. Elokim, everyone knows, is one of the names of Hashem, the name of judgment. Yeah? Name of judgment. Yudke Vavke, the name of mercy and chesed, kindness, and Elohim is the name of judgment. So, why is it in the blessing of Yaakov, the name of judgment? The reason is that the Goyim, it says in the Gemara, that Hashem, they just ask once and Hashem gives them right away. Why? Because if Hashem won't give them right away, they'll go after other idols. Oh, different gods. They'll go find different gods. Right? Oh, this God doesn't answer. I'm going to go to a different God. But us is different. We're never going to go to any. We just go to Hashem, right? So Hashem, din. Meaning, you want? Din means the law. Judgment, according to law. Do you deserve or don't deserve? If you deserve, you'll get. If you don't deserve, you have to understand that you don't deserve. And you have to understand why you don't deserve. To see, what does Hashem want from me? What does He want from me to do? Right? That's why the name Elohim, with the judgments, is in the blessings. No, these blessings are there. They're always going to fall on you, but if you're going to get them, depends on how you act. But the guy doesn't make a difference how they act. They do all kinds of things, but it doesn't really make a real difference. By us, it makes a difference how we act, how we behave in this world. Right? Judgment. Team. It's not Hashem. We shall never to be like the tzaddikim. It's not Hashem that to receive these brachas, to receive the brachas, all the blessings. Shkai. Oh.